I'm Tyrese Maxey, and you're listening to the 76ers Insiders Podcast.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network, presented by Stern & Cohen Law.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts. Suffering an injury at work can cause physical pain, but also great uncertainty about your rights. You need to retain a workers' compensation law firm that is a winner like our Sixers. A firm that gets some of the best settlements, but is also willing to go toe-to-toe with the insurance company. No settling on the cheap. This is Philly. We have grit and fight in us. Call the workers' compensation law firm of Stern & Cohen or visit their site sterncohenlaw.com. The consultation is free. Stern & Cohen are the official partners of the 76ers. They'll go ring the insurance company's bell. Nick Stauskas, Maxey 51 against the Utah Jazz, and he got off to such a hot start. I know first quarters haven't really been his thing, but that's because Joel Embiid would score so much in those first quarters, and he goes out after being named an All-Star and scores the first 10 points, 18 in the first quarter, didn't miss a three in the first half, 32 in the first half, 51 in the game, a new career high. What did you see from Maxey in Utah?
Well, first of all, what I love to see for him was, you know, fresh off of finding out you're making your first All-Star appearance, you have a national TV game on TNT, and what better way to legitimize the entire process than going out and getting a 51 ball? So hats off to him for having that kind of performance on that night. But what really stood out to me was the variety of buckets that we saw throughout that night. I mean, you know, started with a number of deep threes. We saw some pull-up 30-footers. We saw the catch and shoot. He showed off a little bit of the mid-range game. But what I loved, too, was some of the acrobatic finishes at the rim. That's what really stood out to me. His combination of speed and body control makes it look so easy when he gets to the rim, when in reality, those tough layups he's shooting at the rim are low-percentage shots for just about anyone else in this league. And, you know, we've talked about it a number of times on this show throughout the season, but just really him having the whole package offensively, not really having any weaknesses. You know, we don't see too many guys that can shoot it from 30 feet out, handle the ball, also finish through contact, finish around contact. It's just been special to see his growth this year. And again, I'm so happy for him to get the nod as an All-Star and then go out and have that performance and solidify himself as one of the league's best.
Matt Murphy back with you, and now I'm joined by my co-76er insider, Lauren Rosen, as we overlook the court, talking ahead of Sixers Mavericks on this Monday night. And Luka Doncic is out there warming up, hitting over-the-head half-court shots. It's always a spectacle to watch players of his caliber warm up. There's kids literally jumping up and down. Much of our segment here, Lauren, is going to be about the Sixers star tonight in the absence of Joel Embiid and their all-star Tyrese Maxey. Embiid is an all-star starter, but of course, if you haven't heard, he is undergoing a meniscus procedure this week for his left meniscus. So Doncic down there. Maxey is a huge story coming into this game. He's a Dallas area native, and he's playing against the Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas' very own versus Dallas, Tyrese Maxey tonight. First-time all-star. Second night in which he will be introduced as a first-time All-Star.
Cool.
It was awesome to hear Matt Cord introduce Tyrese Maxey, first-time All-Star ahead of Sixers-Nets the other night. Just such a cool few days for Tyrese Maxey. Such well-deserved honors and accolades that, of course, Matt, you and I have seen coming for years now. But great to see him get some shine and get his flowers nationally.
He will be on this very program in a matter of minutes, a conversation between you, Lauren, and the man himself, Tyrese Maxey. If you're just joining us and getting caught up on all things Sixers, they picked up their 30th win of the season in Utah last Thursday, behind 51 from Maxey. They did suffer a setback to the Brooklyn Nets. They've been severely shorthanded during this stretch of the season, not just Embiid out. We're talking multiple starters, multiple rotation players, a handful in some cases, and that has not yet relented. But this past Thursday, Salt Lake City, everyone knew at night the All-Star reserves, as voted on by the head coaches, would be announced. The hope was that Tyrese Maxey would be part of it. But before we get to the TV announcement, What was the morning like in Utah?
Well, of course, you wake up that morning, and whether or not the players were all aware, those of us with the organization knew that the reserves for the All-Star team were going to be announced that night. And, of course, we had been on the East Coast. It would have been really close to tip-off as Tyrese Maxey heard the news. But instead, it came at a 5 o'clock Mountain Time broadcast on TNT. And Tyrese explained that he would be watching in his room. And, of course, now I'm getting ahead of myself. You asked me how the morning was. But we all sort of knew that around 5 o'clock there was going to be a big announcement. We also knew that the team continued to be significantly shorthanded. It had been a really challenging road trip up until that point. They wanted to end it with a win. The team gathered, of course, in Utah at their arena in the morning, as they always do on a game day. Coach Brian Gates, who always brings the energy down on the sideline, brought a little extra energy to warm up that morning.
I had said on a previous episode of Sixers in 60 that maybe it was the episode where we interviewed Brian Gates, and you can listen back to past interviews on the 76ers Insiders podcast feed. Just search 76ers Insiders, click the little plus button to get all the interviews in your podcast feed, however you listen to podcasts. I think I said that he screams a lot. I think he just has a loud voice, but it's a comedy. He gets everybody's attention regularly.
He sure does, and he did just that at Shoot Around in Utah. The team needed an injection of energy, some positivity, again, trying to end a long road trip, a season-long five-game road trip with a W, and energy at Shoot Around was great, Matt. Energy all day was really, really good. And
not
of course,
guaranteed, because they had been 0 for their first four on that trip.
They had struggled. They, of course, were significantly, severely shorthanded across that entire trip, absent as many as four starters at times, and a couple more guys off the bench as well. That, of course, continues to be the case tonight ahead of Sixers Mavericks at the time of this recording. But the guys needed some energy. They had it at Shoot Around, and of course, this was all gearing towards trying to get that win, not as much geared necessarily towards Tyrese Maxey's first All-Star bid, but that certainly gave the team a little bit more energy as the afternoon went along.
And the Shoot Around wraps up around, what, 11 local time?
11:30, yep. Mm-hmm.
So you have the rest of the day ahead of you, and everybody felt pretty good about Maxey's chances. It's the head coaches for the conference that vote the seven reserves in, but there are not an infinite amount of spots. So, I mean, this year Maxey's averaging 20, his numbers were around what they are now, 26 points and six-ish, a little more than six assists per game. His three-point number is not at 40 right now, but it's still a respectable 38% from three. But some of those spots have to be filled by front court players, and Jalen Brunson was a near starter, so there was an expectation that Maxey was lobbying for one of maybe three spots that could go to a guard, and he was, and we'll get to the announcement here, but obviously everyone knows he made the team, but just the inside look at what it was like being around Tyrese and the Sixers for the announcement. But you spend the rest of the day, and then the game had been pushed back into prime time, yes, and he sticks around.
It was a 5 o'clock show on TNT. They announced the Eastern Reserves second. Tyrese wasn't in the first five that they announced. Now we know that bus two, which is the bus that both Tyrese and I take to the game, there are a lot of staff and a lot of players that take bus two. That was a 5:30 bus. So we're saying, okay, this is a 30-minute pregame show. If they save Tyrese for the last one, we're all going to be late for the bus if we want to watch this announcement.
5:30 local time, so 7:30.
So, correct, 7:30 yes. Eastern time. So we're trying to get this bus. Everybody's downstairs waiting for Tyrese to come down once the announcement hits. And he comes downstairs with, you know, Tyrese is known for big smiles, but this was a big smile even for Tyrese. He tried to play it cool for sure, and he did a good job, but you saw in the videos that the Sixers put out, shout out to the Sixers social media team and video team, that he was really happy and his teammates were really happy for him. Taking the bus was such a treat, seeing the guys get on one by one and congratulate Tyrese. A little inside piece of what happened there. Paul Reed had not seen the announcement yet.
I was just going to say that was my favorite part. Them and you may have seen these on at Sixers. Our team did a great job of covering, and not speaking for myself, but my teammates here, and them all getting Paul's attention, saying, have you checked your phone? And the answer was no.
Paul had no idea what was going on. And so Tobias Harris shows Paul Reed the news. Tobias and D'Anthony Melton show Paul Reed the news. He gets really excited for his draft classmate, Tyrese, and all of them back there had a little chuckle of Paul's sort of lack of understanding of what was going on in that moment, but he was so happy for his buddy. And then, of course, great to see the night that followed, Matt, a career night for Tyrese Maxey, 51 points, and they needed all of them in a big Sixers win on the road. Just a great day. Jaden Springer said he woke up, he was named an All-Star, he dropped 50, we got the dub. That's a perfect day. And I couldn't say it better myself.
You know Tyrese Maxey. All players say they want to win, but he would have been really upset if he had 51 on his All-Star night and they lost that game to Utah. So the fact that they got the win was the cherry on top. Matt Murphy and Lauren Rosen here with you talking all things Tyrese Maxey as he will be heading to his first NBA All-Star weekend in mid-February in Indianapolis. We are speaking live from the Wells Fargo Center prior to the Sixers-Mavericks game featuring the first time All-Star Tyrese Maxey. But a little bit of a reflection about Maxey's career other than the 51-point game, some other notable performances in his career.
And now, of course, some notable Tyrese Maxey performances ahead of our Tyrese Maxey interview. Do you want to go first?
Big games have been frequent in Tyrese Maxey's career. It's not just the 51 in Utah, which Tobias Harris was also a big part of that shorthanded win, but he treated the home crowd to a 50-point game this year as well. November 12th, that Pacers game, he had 50, went 7 of 11 for 3 in that game, capped it off with a 3-pointer. I highlight that game because of Embiid and this and his teammates, Maxey's teammates, trying to get him that 50 ball, just not forcing. I mean, you think Embiid in the 70 and how he didn't want people to force the ball to him, but when they were trying to get Maxey 50, and he did in front of the home crowd, I select that one. It, recency bias, but also because of the shift in what we've seen up close in Tyrese's approach this year. It was the Minnesota game where I noticed him kind of doing the Embiid, running down the sideline, pumping the crowd up, heading to a timeout, which is what he has developed kind of his style in year four. So recency bias, I wanted to bring that one back to the forefront, and you're going to dig even further in the archives because there are a handful of options when it comes to the biggest Maxey games of his career.
Well, for me, it's sort of a when did you know that Tyrese Maxey could be an All-Star? And for me, Matt, it was January 9th, 2021. Tyrese was only weeks into his NBA career. That, of course, a season that started later due to the pandemic, a draft that was later in the year 2020. But January 9th, 2021, in this building, the Wells Fargo Center versus the Denver Nuggets, the starters, Matt, were as follows: Danny Green, Dwight Howard, Isaiah Joe, Dakota Mathias, and Tyrese Maxey.
Wow.
And Tyrese tells the story, we've heard it before, but Joel came into the game that night, saw Tyrese, and said, "Tyrese, we're going to need you to drop 40. And Tyrese said, "I don't really know what he was talking about," but this, of course, at that time was one of the greatest players in the league, a soon-to-be MVP and an MVP candidate. Tyrese, just a rookie who had known the guy for a couple of weeks, and he said, "Okay, I guess I'll try." And then, of course, goes into the locker room, learns that there would only be 8 players dressing, really 7 available for that game. And Tyrese Maxey, as a rookie, proceeds to drop 39 on Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets, made it competitive. That, of course, ended up being a 115-103 loss for the 76ers. But what everybody remembers is Tyrese Maxey running around in that Black City Edition uniform, his sort of welcome to the NBA coming out party where he really took national attention for the first time. Finished with 39 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. He shot 18 for 33 from the field that night. And I, Matt Murphy, will never forget it.
He's capable of these types of big scoring performances any night, and that's something coaches around the league have come into this building and said before games, and he's going to be, we said this earlier, underlined 3-4 times on every whiteboard when a team gets set to play the Sixers. And now he's joining you here on Sixers in 60. Everybody should stick around for this because he's just in his element all the time. You don't always hear him like this, the one-on-one scenario. It's not a press conference. It's an exclusive interview for us.
And for context, this was recorded, hasn't been heard yet, but was recorded the night before Tyrese earned his first All-Star nod. We were in Utah in the hotel. Tyrese was relaxed. D'Anthony Melton was in the room taking it in, and it was a pleasure to catch up with him on the eve of such a historic night.
So without further ado, here is Lauren Rosen herself with All-Star Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese, what would fifth grade Tyrese think about you becoming an all-star for the first time?
Honestly, he'll be like, oh no, he'll be proud. I wouldn't say he would expect it. I'd just say that, like, he'll expect the progress. You know what I mean? Me getting better every single day, every single year. That's something that I kind of found out at a younger age. So,
who were your favorite players growing up?
D. Wade, Allen Iverson, Tracy McGrady.
What do all three of them have in common?
They were really good.
Because pretty soon I could say that D. Wade, Allen Iverson, Tracy McGrady, and Tyrese Maxey are all stars.
Hope so, yeah.
How does that feel?
I mean, I would say surreal, but like now I don't know. I just think I worked extremely hard to get where I am. A lot of people didn't believe in some of the things that I said when I was younger around the time of that film that you just showed. A year after that, well, it was some sixth grade film on there too, but I just remember being in the sixth grade and telling people, look, I'm going to go to Kentucky, get a scholarship for Coach Cal, I'll be McDonald's All-American. I'm going to go to the league and I'm going to, you know, go from there. And all these good things are going to happen. You know, when you tell people that when you're a sixth grader, they don't really believe you. But in the back of my mind, I really believe that. And it came true.
NBA jersey sales came out, I think, yesterday at the time of this filming. Ninth is Tyrese Maxey among all NBA players' jersey sales this season. How does that one feel?
Now that, if I told myself that in fifth grade, I don't know if I would believe that one. I'm not going to lie. That's just blessed. I appreciate all the fans. I appreciate everybody who decides to wear or buy Maxey jerseys. I feel like we're doing something really special here in Philadelphia right now and trying to be, you know, keep growing the organization, keep growing the franchise, and also bring in W's. And we've been doing that. So as soon as we get back healthy, we'll keep doing that as well. So it's been great.
We talk about your rookie year a lot, and there were no fans in the building. But your sophomore year, there were a few. And that was the first time that you saw a kid wearing a Tyrese Maxey jersey. Do you remember what it was like the first couple times you saw someone wearing your jersey?
I really don't. Honestly, I can't really recall exactly the moment. But just seeing my name on an NBA jersey and it's not actually on my body was like kind of surreal. Like it's actually like it was in the store. You know what I mean? Like that's crazy to me. Like people can actually purchase a jersey of mine and like it's not me wearing it. So it's kind of cool. I just kind of embraced it. I really do appreciate it. Every time I go to games or I see people with Maxey jerseys or I try to sign them if I can. Just try to show love as much as possible.
In Philadelphia and around the world this Christmas, a lot of kids asked for Tyrese Maxey jerseys, opened them on Christmas Day, and were thrilled with what they had. How does that look in your head when you think about those kids wanting and getting that gift?
I just go back to when I was a little kid and wanting the Wayne Wade jersey. I remember he had like nickname jerseys. For Christmas, I wasn't able to get those. My mom was able to give me a red Dwayne Wade jersey I used to wear all the time. And I was extremely ecstatic about it. So I hope they felt the same way about opening a Tyrese Maxey jersey. And I do appreciate them for the love.
At this point in the season, you guys have dealt with a lot of injuries. You've seen a lot of good things from your teammates and some tough losses on this road trip specifically. What's it been like to watch your team try to figure itself out and watch guys come off the bench and get more minutes and more opportunity? What has it been like from your vantage point over the last couple weeks?
I think it's been great for us, honestly. I know sometimes the losses in the season, you know, you don't like to lose. You never like to lose. But it's great because at the end of the day, you just never know who's going to have to show up in the playoffs. My rookie year was me. You know, I played in a game six where I didn't play like the last two or three games, and I had to come out in game six. I was the first one off the bench and perform for my teammates and have performance help us get a chance at a game seven. So you just never know who it is, who's going to be any given night in the playoffs, who's going to give you that spark. I remember last year, game five at the house, didn't play much in the first series and the first half of the second series. He comes in game five and gives us a huge spark, plays well for the rest of the series. So you just never know who it's going to be. And I think this is the perfect time to find out who can give you something special in the playoffs when that time comes.
When you don't play, you're always on the bench, which I think is really special. You're really engaged. Don't look at him like that. That's not fair. D'Anthony Melton is with us tonight. There are other things you can be doing besides being on the bench. You're in the building. You're still supporting. But, Tyrese, you're always out there. And in timeouts, you're also on the floor, like usually dribbling, talking to a ref. Like, you can feel how badly you want to be playing. What is the experience like in street clothes?
I always want to be in uniform. I want to be in my costume. I want to be out there performing on the court, helping my teammates win games. But supporting them is great as well. Well, last year, I was actually injured to where I couldn't play, and I was out for a long time. So any night that I got to go out there and support them, I was out there trying to coach them up, trying to do anything possible to help us win games and help myself be impactful to our team. And now, you know, just the last couple of games that I've been out, I've been doing the same thing, just being out there supporting my teammates, trying to help them with different things, talk to guys, and try to give suggestions out there to help us win.
Well, listen, by the time this comes out, you will be back out there. People will be thrilled. So thank you for reflecting. And we're so excited about the next few weeks because I think they're going to be really big for you.
Hope so.